A report on official procedures in the wake of a sexual assault conviction of a former Anchorage police officer, Anthony Rollins, were made public today. Rollins was convicted of raping several women while he was an on-duty police officer. He has been sentenced, but the aftermath of his crimes has initiated changes in Anchorage Police Department procedures. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Anchorage city officials were briefed on the International Association of Chiefs of Police report at a work session Friday in Anchorage. Anchorage Police Department Chief Mark Mew says the report looked at what his department has done in the last year to make changes.
So it concentrated a lot on our internal affairs capacity, how we work, how we track information, how accessible we are to the public, how seriously we take these matters. There's a lot of data in there on that topic. We've done about 10 initiatives that we at the APD felt would make it very difficult for us to have another event of this type. The ICP looked at those and measured and told us whether or not they thought those were good ideas, and they did like them. They thought we had gone a long ways towards closing this door.
Mew says the IACP did make recommendations about additional staff training, documentation of the initiative's progress, and an annual assessment by a municipal auditor. The police chief was not certain about the additional costs of the programs.
It recommends we fill a couple of positions that have been unfilled for some time. And of course, we're looking at budget situation right now that may involve reductions in staff. So I don't know how that budget picture is going to form up yet. But potentially, you know, filling those two positions would cost money, money that may or may not be in my budget next year.
The IACP report mentioned that the APD had, quote, recognized the consequences of the Rollins event and its threat to the public trust, while the department has embraced a commitment to mitigate future acts of sexual misconduct, as well as the APD's zero-tolerance policy for sexual misconduct. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says the report is an affirmation that under Mew's leadership, the City Police Department has improved its procedures. Although the report's recommendations may not be immediately implemented, Sullivan said.
No, it doesn't happen overnight, but we've already, just in the time since the Rollins incident happened, there's already been some big changes made, like the substation having video cameras, cameras in cars, the contact reports that we do, where every contact with a citizen, they receive a card about who that officer was and how to reach them, random checks that we do to interview folks that have had contact with officers to make sure that contact was professional. So we've got an awful lot accomplished already, and again, more to do.
Mayor Sullivan said the $5.5 million the city must pay resulting from lawsuits stemming from the Rollins case will be shared by insurance and by city taxpayers. He says the cost to taxpayers will be about $2 million. I'm Ellen Lockyer.